that first of all, Steve Delahanty, and this is the music category, and we have a guest from New Zealand, David Brooks. So you know that in music category we're evaluating your songs and arrangements as you perform them, their suitability to be sung in a barbershop contest, and your musicianship and bringing the songs and arrangements to life. And I'd like to congratulate you on bringing those songs and arrangements to life. You really did a nice job. Tell me how you did in relation to how you thought you were going to do.
We are approaching our goals. This is the highest we've scored on the district stage in a long time.
Good.
Highest we've ranked in a long time. So we're pleased with the results.
I'm delighted. Okay. So your scores, I guess, if you don't already know them, 69, 68, 68, and 69.
Wow.
Get too much tighter than that. we changed it. No. I will be seeing you 68, 65, 66, and 70.
Oh, we like him.
Yes. He now wishes though he had been at a 67. Okay, so let's see. You make me feel so young. A wonderful performance. The things that keep you out of the 70 range, which is where we're going next with this collection of voices, because it's really a very fine ensemble. You really do. You have great voices. Some individual voices bleeding out of it, which causes the consonants in the music category to be at a lower score. We lose some intensity towards the end. We had some sync errors. This was swing throughout. Is that the idea?
After the intro.
Yeah. We wanted to. And did we keep that up? Was the intention to keep it up through the whole?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of lost it a little bit towards, you know, as we got towards the end. The bass melody was well done. Congratulations, bassist.
You recognize Paul.
I do. Oh, they sing baritone and tenor too. Okay. So, octave jump. Oh, you know that octave jump there? You know that one?
Yeah.
We need to do that better if we're going to do it. The up note was just kind of like. The tag was okay, but it sounds like we were struggling a bit on it. Okay, so we want to get to the singing, obviously, so I'll really go ahead. Second song, I'll be seeing you. Consonants is the issue. It's a messy sound in the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Some phrase endings. We need to finish the phrases. Wishing well. The low voices was very, very muddy.
Wishing well.
Well, we kind of lost it there. We needed some more dynamics. Crescendo doesn't. We need more.
Okay.
Dynamics. And then I think we were just dropping a bit in pitch because when we got to that wonderful ninth chord, do you know the one I mean? We lost the basses because we had dropped out of their range.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the tag, the word you know, it's a very important word, just ever so slightly under the pitch.
On the tenor.
Yeah. So, final too many distractions and things like that. So, but it sounds like you did at least as well as you wanted to do, and maybe better. And we're on our way.
Yeah.
Now, just real quick, David, do you want to add? You want to add anything?
I think you said most of the things that I listened to.
I'm delighted to hear that.
And just one thing with the second song. Now it's a case of you've got the solid things happening and the chance of expressing, following more of the expressive things, you can do more with the actual pacing of the phrase so that you can build some intensity, also again through the speed of the breath and through the speed of the phrase. And when you have all the slights, they're your fun part. They can give so much of the message of the song in that, and that's something you can now explore a lot more.
Which would you like to work on?
Ballad.
The ballad, let's start it.
Irritation for the guys about the most would be just having a beautiful, clean, of our place like that, having those targets so that it becomes part of the culture. Because it's going to, once you've got that culture there, you can, it's going to really help with getting that sync and that unit together.
Very good. Let's take it towards the end of the song here, and we'll see if we can find the ninth.
I'll find you.
This is the second one, right? After we, this is the reprieve.
Yeah, this is the reprieve, right?
Yeah.
I'll find you in the morning sun.
Are we aware of it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you only in.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you only. Let's just try that phrase again, if you can, exactly where you were. And
we'll find you.
And where are you?
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new.
Okay. Then we can just try the tenors and the leads doing that together. We'll get the basics of those tenors.
I'll find No, that's where you want to be. Four parts. It'll gonna be glorious.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through.
Thank you.
I think that's the first time we've ever been told to sing some notes lower, so that's
nice.